We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
What the fuck y'all want from me? I don't know why the camera's on. What do you want from me? I ain't got shit to say. What you want me to say, gut? Beating seven? Culture, what do you want me to say? Our star player had 14 points at halftime and finished with 17. Guts. You know what I'm saying? The future of our fucking franchise, Kyle Hero, what he do? Ooh, 9 points. Like, four of the motherfuckers in garbage time.
Bucket.
Culture, bucket.
Nine hard points, though. Those were hard buckets.
Our fan base, they let 17,000 motherfuckers into a super spreader event. Oof. So that they could cheer MVP for Nemanja Bjelica. But know what? Big adjustment. Big adjustment. Started going Dragic. 8 points. 3 for 14. Huge adjustment. Kendrick Nunn, future of the franchise. 2 for 4. 4 points. Trevor Ariza picked him up out of a Safeway. He was in the parking lot.
He was pushing carts.
He was getting carts. Minding his own goddamn business. And we said, come play for the Miami. He said, when my shift is over.
Hey, aren't you Trevor Ariza?
Yeah. He said, when my shift is over.
I haven't heard that name in years.
He said, let me check with my old lady. Let me see what I can do. I ain't gonna promise you I'm nothing.
He checked with Deadman. Deadman was his manager.
Yeah,
well, Deadman let him off. Yeah,
Mr. Deadman said, "Go ahead, man.
I might
join you in a few weeks.
I'm gonna get this pension and then I'm gonna ride over there."
But that's what we brought to this fight. So you want to keep? I know I hear people. You know what's up with Spo's rotation? The fuck, you're supposed to play. Who the fuck, Precious? Struce, Gabe Vincent, what you want the man to do? I don't know what y'all want from me. Go ahead and bring me out, Brass. I don't know what y'all want from me. I'm over here eating my snacks.
Give him the old man snack shake.
Like I got sunflower too. Mm-hmm. I'm over here. I'm just a fan. I can't do nothing for you.
This one got a lot of cheese.
Was that real cheese or is that processed shit?
You know, it's
you gotta be cheese. Careful. You gotta be cheese. Careful with that processed stuff.
You're right.
Be careful what you put in your body. You know what I'm saying? Gotta be healthy.
You know.
What you got over there?
As fit as the Miami Heat.
No. I think I dropped one of my nuts.
Crazy.
That's one more than the Miami Heat show tonight.
Well, heyo.
Brad, we'll go ahead and find out. Find out what everybody drinking tonight. Someone said Eric Spoelstra chose this roster. That's on him. Fuck him too. I don't know. We out here with a bunch. Two of our seven, 8-man rotation was bagging groceries in January.
Yeah.
But you know, run it back though. Run it back. Mm-hmm. What they call the most well conditioned?
Most well conditioned, nastiest, meanest, toughest.
Yeah.
Most disliked.
Yeah.
Oldest, slowest.
Softest. Shortest.
Most winded team in the NBA.
Whitest. Whitest. What the fuck was that?
That's enough already, Gianni. I mean, no, I can't. I fucking can't.
I didn't sign up.
They had like Belly, Tyler, Duncan at the same. I'm like,
how does he keep getting in?
He's got the password.
He's coming in the back door.
God damn.
Phrasing. I am, of course, drinking.
That was a lot of gin. Oh my God.
I'm drinking. Listen.
Delicious gin, right, Johnny?
This is the only thing getting us through the night.
Harry Blue Gin.
That was like a lot.
Of Harry Blue Gin?
But it's smooth, right, G?
It's smooth. It goes down
easy. Oh, it is. I mean, I just had like a, I don't know. That was a lot.
All right, enough.
Jesus.
Guys, go hit up Total Wine and Spirits. Check out Harry Blue Gin. The only reason I'm in a good mood tonight, I've been drinking smooth-ass gin all night. You can't fuck with my pressure and fuck with my good time. I'm over here drinking smooth-ass gin. Got it at Total Wine and Spirits. Y'all pick that up. Siobhan, what are you drinking tonight? To wash down them Cheez-Its or cheese bits, whatever you drink.
Yeah. This bottle of Mondavi. It's a glass with some poured right there, but this bottle is just sitting here. It's more convenient, so.
Only one fist tonight.
Yeah, one fist, but multiple.
That's fists. All they deserve. That's all they deserve.
Yeah.
Tiff, what you drinking tonight?
Delusion and Despair.
Okay.
Don't drink that. Put that down. We got enough of that.
Oh, honey, no.
Someone in the chat asked, did Belly really get MVP chance? Yes, he did.
Yep.
Because you want to know something? Miami, if Miami does one thing well, it's some fucking sarcasm. And that's honestly, true. Every motherfucker on that bench had to hear Belly getting fucking MVP chance because at least a motherfucker tried.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got it. Rohan Nadkarni said, you know what Rohan Nadkarni said to me? Listen, Rohan, you better come on another fucking show because I'm going to call you out for this shit. I said they were embarrassing. And he said, look, they tried. Bitch, they tried. They tried. It's the motherfucking NBA playoffs. They tried
to lose us money is what they did. You know how much money we're going to lose because they couldn't win a game? I mean, like, are you
Brass, saying, take him out.
I'm trying to lose Gianni, but...
It's the only real thing he said tonight.
But this motherfucker went out here and said, told me they tried. Like,
that's
listen,
what you say to little ass kids.
Yes, that's what I used to say to my like when I was coaching a middle school team, and it was my son, one other good kid, and about seven white kids who could pay their dues, so they got to be on the team, and we would get blown out by 40. I'd be like, at least you tried. You know, at least you
that
try.
Sounds like the Heat tonight. I mean, if we're being honest.
Damn it, G.
They even pay their dues, though.
You got to pay that security bill. That's what we got to do.
So,
what do you think Max Drews is there for?
Oh, Jesus Christ. But yeah, they tried. Oh, my God. Gross. Brass, what you drinking? I hope you got some Harry Blues with you.
Yeah, I do. I did make a drink with some Harry Blues gin in it. It's called a Sawyer. It's got it had three different types of bitters in it because I'm really fucking bitter after this loss. And also, like, Sawyer makes sense because, like, Sawyer is from a show called Lost, and this team just looks lost this fucking last two games. It's been absolute misery. I don't have any snacks, so, like, let's just kick me when I'm down. I don't want to fucking run.
There you go. It's a good it's healthy. It's good for you.
Frankie, what you drinking?
I got some apple juice and vodka, and I just finished my parfait, so no more snacking. Let's talk some heat misery.
Apple juice parfait. And vodka.
Nothing goes better with apple juice and vodka than some parfait.
I got nothing.
Are you like six at Disneyland?
Oh, yeah.
Parfait. Almost like
fake healthy combination of things.
Apple juice. You know when you drink apple juice and vodka? I know what Frankie's going through right now. You ain't got no mixers. You ain't got no mixers.
You think I'm going to go at halftime to fucking pick up a mixer when this team is fucking doing this shit?
I mean, true. You would have not had to watch the game. That sounds like a nice alternative.
At halftime, I said. There's no game at halftime.
Yeah, the game was over. You could have went anywhere. You could have drove back to Miami for that shit.
There's no vodka in here. This is just
listen, Dom Tello. Johnny, get in here.
Oh, go back.
Get in here, Johnny.
Yes.
Unload on this motherfucker.
Dom Tello, shouldn't you be on that fucking sorry ass parade down whatever Fifth Avenue or whatever the fuck that dump of Madison Square Garden? Brass, where are the landfills in New York City? Because that's where that awful shitty arena that smells like fucking urine is, right? So Dom Tello, you should be out there with your little Knicks fans and your little super spreader outside because you won one playoff game against Trey Young against the Lollipop, which Nate Millen tried to tank. That motherfucker was point shaving. I know he got fired last year, lost a lot of money. His ass was point shaving, so he sat Trey Young and all the good players on the Hawks for like fucking 15 minutes. Gallup, listen, I'm Italian. I know how this works. Gallup's point shaving. He's never had a good playoff series in his goddamn life. That Mohawk's fucking ridiculous. What the fuck is
he
wrong with him?
Terrible. With
my
that
people,
Mohawk.
My people are fucking ashamed of him. I mean, get the fuck out of here. You know how embarrassing it is to win a single playoff game? Like, the only playoff game you've won in the last two presidential administrations, and you're fucking in the streets chanting you want the Nets? What the fuck is that, dude? I mean, shit, if we got the fucking Hawks, we would have won a playoff game. I mean, goddamn, Randall hasn't even been good. All the smoke and mirror shit, and all he's been is awful. He's been horrible. He can't score over Young on switches.
Melody,
I mean, Capella has him in jail. Get out of here, Brass. I thought you put it best. MSG is built like a fucking Costco. It's like concrete floors. It smells bad. There's exposed pipes everywhere. It's a goddamn dump. Let me tell you, get the fuck out of here. I mean,
every word of that. MSG, I also said earlier, like on the Mount Rushmore of overrated arenas, the MSG has all four spots. Like MSG,
yeah, it's just MSG. Sucks.
And yeah,
horrible.
Just
keep going, Moose.
It's horrible. Moose forgot how many letters there were in MSG.
Listen, man, I've been drinking. Like, this
Knicks fans
awful.
Can't even spell MSG. They're so fucking stupid over there in New York.
That's why Derrick Rose is on the team.
That's my point guard right there.
Damn, sick of that shit.
And just like Costco, they're going to overpay for a bulk item like Julius Randle.
But I want to pivot a little bit on that because
I'll give you that.
I want to pivot a little bit on that because there were so many people on the timeline that were like clamoring for the Bucks. Like, I don't want the Hawks. I want the Bucks. We're gonna fuck up the Bucks. And I'm sorry, like, if you weren't doing that for like some bit, if you actually meant that, you should be institutionalized. It's not normal. It's just not good. You have a problem. Like, if you legitimately thought that he had a better chance against the Bucks, I don't know what to tell you. Like,
but you know what? Listen,
it's fun to get excited about these things, but like,
I don't know when listen, to stop.
To me, there's like three breeds of Heat fan, right? There's the ones that said that they want the Bucks. Mouth breathers, bunch of fucking idiots.
Marv Albert?
Marv Albert, first of all, there's someone in the fucking production truck that needed to tell him that Nemanja Bjelica
never started
a fucking playoff game.
The first thing we need to do is we need to address Marv's mouth breathing because he sounds like he's a fat guy who just ran a 5K.
Listen,
I mean,
Marv,
what the
honestly,
fuck is that?
Marv needs to retire. He's gross. He's an old man with food on the side of his lip. Like, we got it.
Stains all over his shirts.
Yeah,
I feel like he's fed with a bib.
He's just gross. His catheter
he doesn't have use of his hands anymore.
Old shaming and fat shaming.
Yeah, fuck yeah. It.
Hubie, like, listen, Hubie Brown is at the top of his
game.
Gee,
shut the fuck up. You're talking so goddamn much.
And Marv is retiring. Like, this is it for Marv. This is it for Marv.
Jesus fucking damn it, Marv.
Marv and Andre Iguodala.
Oh,
from hell, Gianni. Jesus Christ. When are you going to retire?
And then me and Brass are fighting over who's removing him. I know. And then, so there's a Heat fan that was gloating at one of the Bucks. Fuck the Bucks. We got their number. You guys are fucking delusional. Then there were the Heat fans like me that would have rather played the Hawks, but said at least like show some fight against the fucking Bucks. Like do something. Like make it a 6-game series at least, and maybe the ball bounces the right way a few times. You have a chance of getting out the first round. And then there was a third kind that were just complete cowards and just I told you so, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Too analytical and too smart for my good. You just be a fan and be delusional a little bit. But the ones that wanted the Bucks, like what the fuck were y'all thinking? Like you wanted the Bucks? Like you wanted a team that improved off of last year? Like I'm sorry, I even asked Moose, what are you drinking? What are you drinking?
Yeah, I was gonna say
these motherfuckers, some of these motherfuckers, they were drinking the fucking Kool-Aid.
First of all, I want to thank our sponsor, Harry Blue's Gin, for getting me through the night. I'm pretty fucked up. I'm not going to lie, because I've been doing a lot of bitter drafts. Brass kind of beat me to it earlier, but so thank you, Harry Blue's. But I'm always going with my monkey shoulder to get me through the night. So, you know, I got that whiskey and ginger ale right here. So we're doing a little bit of both.
You better kiss the Harry Blue bottle because I love me Harry Blue.
Hey, it's got kiss me through the night.
Take both of them out, Brass.
I'm very uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, it's really weird. It got weird quick.
Oh, Johnny, god damn it. I saw fucking your lips. Neighbors. I saw your lips on the bottom of the bottle. Oh, someone clipped
at
that
least someone's kissing me tonight.
Oh my god.
Oh, Jesus.
Not a brag.
Brass, take me out.
Yeah, I'm about to take all of us out and just leave people with G, but I don't want to do that to our fans. No, I can't do that.
Bring everybody back.
Yeah, we got to bring him back.
I thought you were going to take me out too and you just left me there.
I'm going to leave now because I have to pack, but I mean, I have to watch that shit and I got to watch that shit again tomorrow. And I hope that everybody in the organization.
What are you
fucking,
why are you watching?
I'm going to leave. I have to pack and I'm going to drink gin. But let me just say this. Everybody from the organization, from Mickey Arison to Gabe Vincent, should all be fucking ashamed of themselves that they made us sit through that shit, the amount of money that they cost all of us, and the fucking, you know, when there was 5 minutes left when everyone pulled the starters, and I was like, I gotta watch this for another 5 fucking minutes, then I gotta watch this shit again tomorrow? Fuck you all, fuck you for not hitting a three, fuck Ariza for being just forgetting how to play basketball, what the fuck was that? I mean, you're a professional and you don't know how to dribble. You pass out of a wide open fucking layup on a fast break. What the
bro,
fuck?
Bro,
all of you should be ashamed of yourself. From hey, Mickey Arison Brad. To Pat Riley to Eric Spoelstra to Gabe
Take
Vincent.
Out.
No, but you know what? I'm going to give it to him. Because I actually perfect. Agree with everything he says. Fuck that. I'm going to hit him one time with a bitter drop.
Brass. I think we have that Ariza play that he was so upset about. Do you have it?
Absolutely, I have that.
This is my new segment. There was no gaga ga. There was one, and I'm not doing it. They're not getting it from me. You ain't getting no gaga ga out of me. This is my what the fuck were you doing? I have two of them.
Yeah, so you want this. Yeah, I see which one you want. All right.
I fucked Brass up. My bad. All right, so look at... What the fuck are you doing?
We done that all season.
Oh my god! And then you attack. Okay, boom, wide open lane.
Get it.
Pass out. But then you decide. You know what? I'm 40 years old. I'm gonna attack Giannis and Bam. Giannis and Brooke. Right when they're setting their defense instead of trying to sneak a layup real quick. Like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, I know Brooke Lopez is a good defender, but never have I seen a team so afraid of a fucking Lopez twin.
Alf, it's not Brook Lopez. We've been doing this all year. Like, tonight it was Trevor Ariza, but the team in general has been doing this bullshit on offense all year.
I've had several.
We call it out every night.
I've had several of these where I'm like, "There's a, here goes one from Bam." I don't know if you got that one ready, Brass. Look at this shit. And honestly, I think Bam had a halfway decent game, but look at it. Boom! What?
And you know, it looked like he was trying to like, "Ooh, take you out, bitch."
Yeah, like what?
Can we see that again? Yeah.
Right here. All right. Dragic gets a little dribble penetration, attracts the defense. What the? You gave it back to Dragic, who just told you, "I can't fucking score with Brook Lopez." And what do we get? What was that, a Jimmy three?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, what happened to this? Was Myers Leonard that fucking important to this offense? Was Jay Crowder that important to this? Like, what the fuck happened?
Jay Crowder opened up a lot of things, whether he was hitting the shot
but
or
listen,
not.
But listen, they were a better offense before Jay Crowder joined this team.
Agreed.
Than they were after he joined the team. They were a statistically better offense before Jay Crowder and Iggy joined the team.
Somebody cut that up.
What the? No, don't cut that out. Leave it in.
No,
we drink on this show. Oh, cut it out. Fuck them numbers. Like, Duncan Robinson shot the ball 6 times tonight. Like, what the fuck happened to our offense? Like, we used to complain that all they did was try to get Duncan open shots. They're not even trying to get Duncan open anymore. Like, I
got no answers. Nope. Neither does Spo.
Gianni, I don't even know why Gianni watching this game. Like, there's no watching this game.
You don't watch the game
and figure out how many times they should have run fucking horns.
Pistol.
Elevator. He's the only one telling himself, like, "Oh, people want to see this broken down." Like, he's doing it to himself, and he's like bragging about it. It's weird.
Elevator screens, drag screens. How about make a fucking shot screen? Like, what is that? What's the play where a motherfucker has an open mid range and just hits it? Or when
it's
somebody
basketball.
Or takes the lead. Oh, that one. They need to do that basketball.
They need to play basketball.
Right.
They gotta do it.
I don't even know. Like, I don't know.
But Alf, what I'm curious, and I'll throw this around to like everyone because I'm just wondering. For me,
yeah,
it felt like
in
the second quarter, like this team just mentally gave up. And then once they got back right after halftime and they missed that first shot, they're like, "All right, fuck it. It's not our night." And that was it. And they just like coasted till the end, just like, "Yo, this is our season. It's
no,
okay."
No, but then they cut it again to 15. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you cut it at 15 again.
Yeah, and then Spo took Bam out after he'd shown his first signs of life.
Oh, finally, he's eating Bobby Portis's lunch, and Spo's like, "You know,
I was like, what the fuck did I miss? Did Bam have foul trouble?
You need a rest, Bam. You eating Bobby Portis's lunch, and you look exhausted." And we didn't see a single minute of Bam and Deadman tonight.
But we saw Bam and Belly.
And we saw Deadman and Belly with.
Abedic Costello.
They cut it to, I think it was like 13 or 15, and then Bam and then Bam left, and it was Belly and Deadman out there, and like the fucking lead went to like 28. And Belly out there taking fucking 40-foot threes.
He is behind the head past the band.
Yeah.
Belly playing for his new contract. He say, "Fuck what you heard."
I mean, he's smart. He's like, "I might never play again."
Belly was at work filling out job applications.
Belly send that tape to every team in the league. Like, they already got it.
Right.
And the All-State. Just every play. Team over get back play. His desk job.
You see that? You saw when I did? You
saw that? It's not it, right?
Let me tell you guys something. I'm gonna say, I don't want to do this whole "What did the Heat do wrong in the offseason? What did the Heat do wrong at the trade deadline?"
We know what they did wrong.
But I just want to say one. I just because I keep getting attacked from multiple angles. why would you trade Tyler Hero for a 40-year-old point guard?
We can't why keep doing that, Alf.
No,
we know.
I'm so
We know.
I'm so tired of this shit.
I would have traded his ass for a popsicle.
Like, oh, let's stop. Can we give up? Can we stop with the fucking? Can we stop with the Tyler Hero's a future superstar shit? Like, cut it the fuck out. Like, grow the fuck up. This little fucking 30-pound soaking wet motherfucker is not a future superstar. He cannot get to the rim. He cannot finish through traffic. He can. All he has is a little mid-range game and that pull-up three. And then when that shit isn't hidden, he can't guard a motherfucker to save his life.
You're they forgetting hunt him. He has an incredible Chipotle bowl. I'm just
fuck
saying.
Fuck his bowl.
Not bad.
Fuck his
not
cereal.
Bad. Like, let's, not bad. Let's.
I'm sorry if my rant is about fucking Tyler. Tyler Hero is not the future of this franchise. Grow the entire fuck up.
Go off.
You children. Yes, just because you like his drip, his sweat, grow the fuck up. Fuck Jack Harlow.
Listen,
I still don't know who that is.
Fuck out my face with this shit.
You're better
like, this dude is a nice guy off the bench, and somebody, there was a fucking Pistons writer comparing him to Luke Kennard. And I was like, Luke Kennard at least goes to the fucking gym. Fuck out my face with Luke Kennard. Give me Luke Kennard right now.
You got this.
Everyone thinks gonna be this Huerter or someone just fucked. They were like, oh, he has the numbers like Devin Booker.
I take Huerter right now.
He has Steph Curry numbers in his first 2 years. You are out of your fucking minds. You guys are you're out there chewing on bath salts. Like, get the fuck out of here with Tyler Hero is the future of the fucking Heat franchise. Like, get out of my face with this shit. Like, the man, like, honestly, he'll be a good seventh, eighth man down the line to come and hit a few threes. But you guys, when I said he was a point guard in fucking December, I said he was not a point.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guard, all the Hero Abbeys jumped into my fucking mentions. How could you say that? Oh, give him a chance. Bitch, well, I don't need to give him a chance. I know what the fuck I'm watching. God damn. And you know how many Hero Abbeys I see now? None. All y'all motherfuckers change that shit to Jim VP or some fucking other bullshit. Ain't no fucking Hero Abbeys anywhere. But y'all were attacking me for saying motherfucker in a point guard. Motherfucker can't even get 15 minutes per game in the playoffs. Take me out, bro.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to roman.com/heatbeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
motherfucking Booby Gibson.
I take Booby right now.
Man, I take Booby at his age right now.
I saw someone say that Tyler's ceiling, he will be lucky to hit Lou Williams. And that was the most disrespectful shit I'd ever seen.
To Lou.
To Lou Williams, exactly. Because
he'll hell? Never be no Lou Williams.
He won't be he can't order Lou's living wings.
This kid's no good.
Hot pepper.
Kid's no good. I'm saying it all year.
Dropping drip.
But again, you stupid assholes out there, we're not rooting against Tyler Hero.
Listen, I want to be right.
We rooted for the team to get better.
The entire spot on this lineup depends on Tyler Hero. I'm rooting for the guy, all right?
No.
Now I'm rooting against Tyler Hero.
Right, exactly.
You're rooting
for the team to get better.
Help me out, bitch. Come on.
I'm sitting there, like, I want to be wrong about Tyler Hero.
Alf, you're not wrong. I'm gonna say it.
I'm not saying that I'm wrong or not. I want to be wrong. I'd love to be wrong.
A lot of people want shit, but you're not wrong. Yeah. Let's just call it what it is. He's not producing.
Yeah.
That's it. This team needs a score. They don't have one. They need a point guard. They don't have
one.
Yep.
So come on. Somebody got to get the fuck out to make room.
They need some
size. You had two other two.
They
need
a legit stretch four.
If you had two other two-way guards and Tyler Hero was a luxury, then like when Goran Dragic was out here playing like an all-star in the playoffs last year and Tyler was a luxury, that was fine.
But exactly.
Once you are counting on Tyler Hero, look what the fuck happens.
Yeah. Exactly. Your depth only matters in relation to what the topper or the upper topper, what the upper half of your roster looks like. You don't have depth if you don't have superiority up here. And so, yeah, like you said, at the point in which you're depending on Tyler Hero, depending on Kendrick, hoping Gabe would give you like minutes, like you fucked at that point. And it's been
that way.
We've
been hoping all season.
And Tiff, it's not even that. Like, this is not to defend Tyler or Nunn or any of these guys. It's like we said at the start of the year. If you're Pat Riley, what are you doing depending on these guys in their second year in a shortened offseason? Yep. And under all
and Goran, what are you doing depending on Goran
after this injury? I totally agree. Like, you're setting this team up for failure at that point. You know, you're putting way too much on their plate in a year that you already know they're coming into it fucked up, like at a disadvantage. It's just asinine the way that the front office looked at this coming into the season and thought we're gonna be right back where we are. No,
you put way too much on Jimmy, and I'm so sick of seeing or have seen like when Jimmy comes back, when Jimmy does. Just the fact that Jimmy is able and can do, you know, all of this stuff does not mean that that is who you want to rely on consistently to get you through anything. Like the fact that Jimmy is just the saving grace, the last hope, and that there's no one after them that can carry this team kind of in any way, it was absurd. And like you said, the fact that they were relying on this roster outside of him coming into this and all that running back bullshit was ridiculous. Run it back. You gave up Jay. Strength, grit, toughness. You gave up DJJ. Length, energy, athleticism.
Yes.
Like defensive hustle, because he knew he wasn't good offensively, so he worked. Like,
but you kept Myers because he yelled loud on the bench.
Well, you also went to the finals, and then you didn't. You that should have been like a prime time where you could be like, hey,
let's add.
Look how close we are.
Right.
You were one piece away, and they couldn't do it.
The piece was Mo Harkless
and Avery Bradley.
Peace was like, listen,
it's so funny how we started this show, like, because like I just completely forgot about Mo Harkless, and he's like, the Tiff Harkless is on my fucking shirt.
Yeah,
I completely forgot about Mo Harkless.
Get that merch, y'all. Get that merch.
But I you know what? It's just like it's not even the Mo Harkless signing. It's not about not signing Jay Crowder. It's the whole idea of, you know what? Like, we're going to get another superstar. Like, and like I would think. You know, like, if I'm going to make a bet or some kind of gamble, I'm not a wagering man. But what I normally do is I'm sure of something. Like, Bam and Giannis got the same fucking agent. All we heard, Giannis wants to come here. Giannis wants to come here. We heard all these fucking rumblings. We're out here listening to fucking Knicks fans like Ashley Nicole Moss and all this bullshit. And we're fucking we're putting Giannis in fucking Heat jerseys, and we're like literally, and that is one thing for fans to do, but for the fucking front office of an NBA franchise to just to punt on a season for the hopes of Bradley Beal or Giannis is fucking it's incompetent,
massive fuck up.
It's incompetent.
It's all their jobs. It's all that we have enough. We're superior. We're better. We don't need, you know, all of that shit. All of that is in what you just said, and it's ridiculous.
With a 2-month offseason, Bam and Tyler Hero are going to make humongous leaps. Humongous leaps.
They would leak that shit to any motherfucker with a pen that would listen. And that would repeat it or retweet it or like put it on their timeline or say it on their podcast. Well, we're expecting them to take a leap. We're expecting fucking leap. Motherfuckers leaped your ass right out the fucking first round. That's where they leaped y'all to. Motherfucker. Anyway, let's get to Siobhan's breakdown.
John. Oh, hold up. Let me break it down. So it can forever and consistently be broke.
You were about to say something. Alf, you said something?
Oh, no. I was like, do you even want to do this shit?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, what are we breaking down?
Everything broke down.
First play of the game, I don't understand their defensive philosophy. Jimmy's going to end up on Giannis. And then pause when that happens for us. Oh. No, go ahead. When he gets it, keep going. Pause. Why is Jimmy on his top side? Why are we just giving... He's like 7'12". Why are we just giving him the baseline? Like, you would think, like, in theory, force the middle, that's at least where you have your help is. Even if you do force the baseline and this bottom person rotates over, all that is a dump off for Brooke. I don't get it. The first play of the game, what are we thinking? Like, what is the mentality? What are we trying to accomplish here? Go ahead. He's too long, and he misses. Luckily, he missed. But like, starting out, what are we doing? What are we scheming? How are we trying to win this game? Go ahead.
Good thing he missed. That would have been really embarrassing to lose 30 points.
Yeah, I think this is another defense. Same thing. So we're pause again. Why is Jimmy creeping up? I don't know why I'm kind of breaking up a little bit, but Jimmy's creeping up here. For what? Go ahead, Brass. Where are you going? And now, pause. Why are you jabbing? Giannis is by the three-point line. If he starts to drive, Duncan has been better, you know, defensively. If he starts to drive, then that's when you go. Why are you jabbing at that way up there? Go ahead. And then the last two are just couple on offense. What are we doing? And why is this what we're doing? Pause. I was talking about this, and Frankie said that he mentioned it too. Lopez has been playing so far off of Duncan and Bam this entire game, the entire series, sorry. Why aren't we like doing other things to create space for Bam? Screen Brooke that far down. Let Bam pop out into some other open area and get some steam. That's not what happens. Go ahead.
Go back to the beginning. Trevor Ariza, Bryn Forbes is guarding Trevor Ariza. Bryn Forbes is fucking 6'1". Put his man should be screening for Bam every fucking time or Jimmy so they can get going. Instead, they don't do anything about that.
They ain't
shit.
Do anything. They're passing it, and then we get this going shot. Last one. My bad for the cutout. And then just again, pause right here. Pause. Were you looking at Idris Adebayo?
Not the room.
What are you looking at? You have so much fucking space. The entire game.
And look at Brooke. Look at all.
And look at Brooke. Look, Brooke is essentially, and that's why other people can't
get open.
That's why other people can't get open because Brooke is not giving Bam and modicum of respect. So he's able to sit and play free safety. Other guys are able to push up harder. Duncan can't get open. Bam in this shit is actively taking away from the team, and I don't know what else to say about it. It's absurd to continue to see. Go ahead. That's all I got. It took so we're wasting time to get the handoff. Like, I don't.
For an Andre shot. Possession.
For Andre corner, which I'm not a fan, or I'm not against him taking. You got to take the shot that's open, but like that's
open for a
reason. The shot that we gave up, and that's the shot that we got in return.
But yeah, I actually have a theory. Bam is hurt. His hand is hurt. He cannot shoot. That brace on his fucking hand, he can't shoot. Because you know what? He can't catch the ball. Like he literally can't even catch. Like, things that he should do on cuts, rolls to the rim.
Melody, no.
Catch the ball and
Melody. Finish. Melody.
Bad girl.
Mute yourself, bro.
Can you mute yourself before you start yelling at your dog?
I was muted.
No, you were not.
Definitely, we're telling you to mute yourself.
Moose is like the Heat right now. Discombobulated, can't do shit right. Listen, I was going to leave you guys alone. Did you guys see Jimmy Butler's comments today?
No.
After the game?
I haven't paid attention to him.
I'm sick and tired of this shit. You know what? I'm with Siobhan here. I'm sick and tired of this. On being down 0-3, he's like, we're not too worried about what history says, but we got our work cut out for them, for us. Dude, shut the fuck up. You got your fucking ass kicked. You got embarrassed. You know, we have been defending you people in your bubble run all season long. We look like clowns. Look like clowns. Yeah, you know, Tyler. Fuck Tyler. I mean, goddamn.
Well, there's so many white guys on the team. Oh my God, go ahead.
And by the way, if they offer Kendrick Nunn a cent in free agency, I'm gonna lose my goddamn mind. I'm gonna lose my mind. I'm telling you, if they offer that dude a cent, I'm fucking out. I cannot believe that this guy is like. I mean,
okay, enough. That's enough. Enough. I don't know why it always goes back to Boots.
Why does it go back to me?
Gianni, after you're done, if you need some H-proof, go to H-proof.com.
I'm gonna need it.
Bro, this shit works. And I'm not fronting. I don't care if we make a fucking dime off this H-proof shit. It fucking works. Believe me. Because I've had some nights where I've imbibed way too fucking much. I take a couple of these. I wake up. How do I look, brash? Where's the thing? I look like a white
woman. Yeah, no. You go this way.
I look like a white woman. What's she doing with that hand?
I was gonna say it's the half curled hand.
Yeah,
like, yeah. It's. It looks like
she got a hand injury. Like Bam.
It looks like a karate.
You're about to hold that follow through.
It looks like a karate punch.
That's how you hold the wheel when you back in with one hand.
Oh yeah. Over here, like Damon told me this motherfucker right here.
Alf, do you take them before you intend to drink or after?
No, after you're done. After you're done. Okay. They say after five drinks. After five drinks, you take it.
Damn, so you got to have five?
No.
Tip's like, damn, you really got to commit, huh?
That's not a problem for me. I'm already you
gotta,
at like.
At least got a point three.
I'm the warm-up. H-proof and five.
H-proof and five. We should make a shirt.
I'm going to leave right now. I just want to say, Goran Dragic just said.
You've been saying that all fucking night.
They still need to win one game, so we're not going to surrender. What does that mean? Surrender? What are you, a fucking Marvel character?
You surrendered the last three games.
Shut the fuck up. You get your ass out there, you do your goddamn job, and you try to score over 100 points with 50% shooting. I mean, what did you go, 4 for fucking 55? I mean, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear you saying we're not going to surrender.
Okay, that's enough. I'm sorry,
Brian.
I can't do that much.
Lock him out.
Because his voice is just going to get higher.
Yes.
And then my dog's going to start going crazy. I can't do it.
Melody's going to start going crazy.
Melody's going to act up.
Yeah, it's too much.
I love Moose yelling at his dog is like us yelling at Tyler when we're watching games. Tyler, no. Tyler.
Hey, damn it. No.
Tyler, don't take a transition three.
I just told you.
Bad girl.
Tyler Hero, much like a dog, defecated all over the place.
Can we change the password?
I'm going to leave.
It didn't go to Moose this time. All right. Even I'm happy about that.
We're not keeping Goran or none. Somebody just asked that in the
Goran
chat.
Goran better come back for that vet minimum.
Well, Gianni, I think Goran's going to come back on a friendly deal.
Less than friendly.
Free?
I want vet minimum because you just got your balloon payment. Don't you dare come back here asking for fucking no money.
No. They can't come back.
It's like a family member. Don't come around the motherfucker asking no money.
You already got your money.
After the way you done fucked up in the past.
Yeah.
You better sit your ass down.
You better we take this.
We paid you last Tuesday now.
Yeah. Listen, you came around this motherfucker last payday and I hooked you up. Come right here with that minimum. Don't come right
here. Listen, it's too many slow guards for all of them to come back.
Yeah.
So who y'all taking?
It's not even just slow.
Slow and frail.
I don't even want to talk about the rest of it. I don't
think it's small, frail, can't play defense. Right.
I'm with Tiff, though. It starts at their lack of speed, both on offense and defense. Right. You know?
Yeah. That's the first part.
Yeah.
But you can only keep one.
Let Oladipo come around this motherfucker ask for money.
You know what? When he gets his quad right, when he's actually is intact and connected, and I don't even know what the fuck was wrong with it, but until he got that whole leg,
we can't keep telling people don't come asking for money. Somebody, we gotta get somebody.
I don't want to pay none of these motherfuckers.
Your master recruiter is now in Utah. You're gonna have to take
somebody.
Pat's got to earn his paycheck.
Not
them.
No, for
I'd rather pay.
No, think about all the big. Think about.
Yeah, I want new people.
That, no, you're right, Siobhan. Go.
All of the big names that have come to the Miami Heat have a connection with who? That motherfucker that's now in Utah. So go ahead and get swept in the first round and then talk to me about who we not going to pay, who can't do this, who we don't want. Okay, y'all not the shit that y'all think y'all are, man. And you just got to kind of deal with it right now.
Listen, they did that shit with Oladipo last summer. Oh, you just.
You want us too much.
Yeah, you want us too. I like
us too much. No, yeah, that worked out.
We don't like guys forcing their way here. Unless you're Goron or Jimmy.
That worked out.
That worked out, but how did it work out?
I'm still good with the way it played out.
Because he was still hurt.
I'm good with how it played
out. So had they paid him.
That's fine. But the hubris is just, it's too much. It's the mindset. Like, I hope, you know what? And a lot of people have been tweeting this at me, and they're like, well, I'm glad this happened because the Heat needed to humble themselves. And I'm honestly, I'm on that fucking train right now.
I said that.
Oh God, I hate it.
Getting swept in this first round.
It's the mirror.
Getting swept in the first round from the team you beat in five last year is definitely the quickest way to finally retool this
life
team.
Comes at you quick.
Because there ain't no fucking hell they're gonna be running that back. No way.
Hey,
no way.
I said it earlier today. Bud going up three games on Spo. That's one of the lowest moments of Spo's career. Yeah. Like that shit is.
After we thought we were getting Bud fired last year. Remember that?
Exactly. Exactly.
He came back and whooped your monkey.
Well, we've gotten
ass.
Bud fired a few times.
He came back and took Spo's chain. Give me that shit.
And honestly,
that's my mama chain.
I talked about it a little bit before, and I said, like, okay, listen, like, I don't even blame Spo because I look at the lineup, but part of this Spo does have input. And everything I know from how the Heat run, Spo has input on the lineup. And that motherfucker be thinking, you know, he on some Brad Stevens, I'm a genius shit. I don't need a point guard. I don't need a center. I'm running out there with a bunch of 6'8 dudes. Now you don't even have a bunch of 6'8 dudes. You have a bunch of, you have 6'8 dudes, a 6'7 dude, a bunch of 6'2 dudes who need a fucking sandwich. Can't play. You have a bunch of guys who don't play two-way basketball. Like, it ain't Shane Battier out there. It's Trevor Ariza. An old, old, old Trevor Ariza. And he is starting for your – like, Trevor Ariza was supposed to be, like, a nice little pickup. Dwayne Dedmon, nice little pickup. These motherfuckers are crucial to your rotation.
Trevor's supposed to be like Andre, but he's your starting four.
And they're both count. You count on both of them. Trevor and Andre were playing in college when George Bush was president. Like, come on.
HW, not even W.
Stupid. Not even Dub.
We're relying on these guys, man.
Brass, we'll be back here on Saturday. What time is the game? 1 o'clock?
1:30.
1:30. Well, at least we'll get this shit over with early. Enjoy the rest of my Saturday.
So we're giving up just like that?
No, we're not giving up. I just want to. I want to get. We have a special guest. He's been waiting. He's out here eating his tapioca.
Oh no!
Yeah, he's over here drinking his Ensure. waiting for the chance to come on the Hangover Time, and I don't want to keep, you know, I don't want to keep it waiting too long because we don't know how much time he has left, for God's
actually,
sake.
I don't know. You might need to keep talking a little bit.
Okay, I will filibuster.
So I'm going to hit him one time with a drip drop. You see?
Frankie, do we have any subs to call out?
That was excellent. I don't see subs. Any.
Yeah, I can see subs.
I just wanted nobody sub. I wouldn't sub either. That's cool. I wouldn't sub either.
I'll take another shot anyways because this shit is smooth. And I
man, if y'all don't go out, if you don't go to Total Wine and get you some Harry Blues, it ain't even hard to find. They literally have stands out there with Harry Blues. Like, it is out there. If you drink gin, try this shit. It's local. It's Miami. Support local Miami businesses. You know,
it's real good, man. It's no bullshit. Like, this is really good.
Or are they strictly just in? I know they're locally brewed.
No, just in Florida, I believe.
Just in Florida. Just in Florida. We will do a tracking map as they spread out across the country.
Cute.
Well, you can find them at harrybluesgin.com. Gotta hit them one time with the Harry Blues.
Siobhan, I was joking. We don't have the technology to do that.
Oh yeah, no, but it was a cute idea.
Okay. Like, yeah, and I don't know. Do they have a website? I'm not sure.
Oh, we have the feedback.
Well,
oh, what?
Well, Brian M said, tell him about my tweet. I forgot, guys. If you go to Total Wine and you buy a bottle of Harry Blues, take a picture of yourself with it, tweet it at Miami Heat Beat on Twitter, or tag me, tag MIA Heat Beat. Tag Brass.
You gotta have the receipt on you. Don't be like insider Total Wine taking.
I better not see no fucking French Coast wines behind your ass. I know what. Listen, I've been a lot of Total Wines. I know what that motherfucker looks like. Don't go in the bathroom and take a pic either. That's fucking shoplifting. But buy yourself a bottle of Harry Blues Gin. Leave the store, and take a picture of yourself. With some hair and buy it, pay money for it.
Pay for it.
Yeah, well, I forgot we're talking about Miami.
Store with the receipt. Yeah.
Yes. take a picture of yourself with it. The first three people that tag Miami Heat Beat or me, Alf954, and with a bottle of Harry Blues will receive a free shirt from our site. Any shirt you want from our site. You want the Hangover Time. You want the Fuck Them Numbers. You want Heat and Five for next year? For next
you
year?
You want a drip drop?
Long time from year. Now.
For next long time from now. Not this year.
Long time from now.
Not next year. if you want any shirt from our site, except for the hoodie, don't be you greedy motherfuckers. I know what y'all going to try to do. Come at us with that $50 hoodie. No. But yeah, go ahead and, like Christian says, please don't steal. but yeah,
Not Harry Blues.
You can steal whatever the hell you want.
Don't do that. Also,
we just got a sub from.
To do that.
Yeah, leave us hanging. Leave us hanging. Why don't you?
No, I stopped talking because I cut Siobhan off.
No, you didn't. Who's the sub from?
Who the fuck did we get a sub from?
Cultured C.
All right. Thank you very much for your sub. We do have the feed reestablished now. So
oh, good.
This is another pretty big one. He's up way too late. So we have very special. He's going to be retiring soon. We do have Marv Albert, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow. Siobhan, how's your back?
Kind of looks like Tony.
Yes.
This looks just like the Chappelle.
It actually looks better. It's actually like it's a better look for him. It's got like a little Lionel Richie thing.
It is a better look for me. Yes.
How you doing, bud?
Yeah. Are you looking forward to retirement, Marv?
I heard that watch your back comment. That bite.
So are you looking forward to retirement? Do you know you're retiring? Has someone told you that you're retiring yet? Or are they forcing that on you?
Yes!
Are you excited for
retirement? Yes. Are you looking to get back to your prior interest?
My prior what?
Interests. Things you like.
Yes!
Okay, what are you most excited about with retirement?
Women's clothing.
Marv, did you think the Heat would get back into the game?
No. I know what you did there with the back thing. Yes.
Do the Heat have a chance in game four?
As long as they start Nemanja Bjelica. Again.
Marv, have the Miami Heat bit off more than they can chew?
Yes!
Yeah. I don't have any more.
All right, what? Yeah.
Are you calling the finals?
What's that?
Are you excited for the finals? Who do you have in the finals, Marv?
Yes. I have two teams. One from the Western Conference and one from the East.
Do you think back to you, Greg? Do you think the Lakers are gonna go back to back this season?
Yes. I like backs.
Do you think you could do me a favor? Do you think you could tell LeBron to bite me?
Maybe if he's into that.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.